This is Passport to Texas. Because of damage from wildfires, Bastrop State Park remains closed to visitors. But a smaller nearby site is taking up the slack. Learn about it on the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV show. Series producer, Don Cash.
13 miles down the road, Bisher State Park, they are open. They were unaffected by the fires.
If you want to come experience a little bit of the Lost Pines like you could over at Bastrop State Park, we have plenty of those here. We have some really great fishing opportunities. The fisheries department came out and put about 900 pounds of catfish in, so I know they're probably pretty hungry by now.
Just about everything you can get at Bastrop, you can get at Bisher right down the road.
Another segment that's going to air during the December 4th to 10th show takes us out to the Chihuahuan Desert, where there's some surprises in the plant world.
Yeah, we're going to visit with David Long, who works out at the Barton Warnock Environmental Learning Center. He's going to show us some desert plants people think are pretty and like to avoid, but he's going to show us some other uses for them, including food.
Here's one of my favorite cactus. Every spring, it's covered with purple magenta blooms. Then right after that, it starts putting on fruit. When the fruit is ripe, it's a race between javelinas and humans to see who's going to collect the most of it.
If you happen to miss the show, you can also catch these segments on our YouTube channel.
Thanks, Don. Check your local listings. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.